No, Barbara's not here, I don't think. Okay, we've taken care of items 11, 12A, and C, but we need to look at item B under 12, integration transition successes. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say to all everybody who's here who works with aging people, on page 16, you'll see at the Human Factors and Aging Laboratory at the university is looking for study participants. That's in my college. I'm really worried about getting the right study participants for that. We are in the process of getting ready to build a smart home so that some of the people who will participate will maybe be able to see what it's like to live in a home that has a lot of technology and if it can improve their ability to be independent. So find people, please send them our way.
Okay. Could you define what type of people they're looking for? A little more.
People who are aging, mostly considering people who are 55 and older. I hate to put myself in that category. But also people who are experiencing sensory and or physical disability.
So loss of hearing, really bad eyesight.
Right. Along with cognitive disability, too. I mean, if we see cognitive decline, that would be great as well. Thank you.
You can nominate me if you want to.
Thank you, Cheryl. Okay, I missed something. We did not get to item 10, agency information. Is there any agency information that you'd like to share with us today? That kind of goes hand in hand with 12B, the integration transition successes.
Hi, I'm Vicki Nicewander from the Illinois Association of Microboards and Cooperatives. Just wanted to let the board know and the attendees know that we have scheduled another PATH facilitator training. Be coming up on September 27th through the 29th, so it's a 3 full-day training. I put flyers out on the table. Encourage anybody who's interested in learning about person-centered planning to attend. It is really a very intensive 3 days. We dig very deeply into the concepts of person-centered thinking. If you look at the comments that I put up on the flyer, it really does change the way people think about person-centered planning. So I encourage you to, if not attend yourselves, to pass information on and share it with others. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good morning, Annette Becker, DSC. We ended the year on a really high note. We had a group LEAP training in Mahomet as part of our outreach outside of Champaign and Urbana. The really cool thing was that Illinois Farm Credit volunteered to host that for us, so they provided refreshments and the location. And we hope to continue to do that in the upcoming year in other surrounding towns. Our family meeting in June was probably the best one we've had. We had 3 parents talk about their perspective on their family member getting employment. And it kind of builds on our presentations from job developers on how you help your family member prepare for a job. And then we had individuals who gained employment talk about what that experience was like for them. And so this was just exceptional. Our 3 parents spoke very honestly, and I think the response from the audience was really positive as well.
Thank you. Okay, there are integration transition successes. Anybody else have information to share? Okay, so moving on to old business, item 13. For informational purposes, the CCDDB and CCMHB IDD program investments for 2018 are listed beginning on page 50 through page 53.
Kim has included the DD investments that the Mental Health Board took on, too, so you can see everything. And she added the priority area to this document. So this is a little bit different from what you would find if you looked at the... We have a website where when all the programs are finalized, we can collect all of this information together on its own webpage, but it doesn't have that priority area. So I thought this was particularly interesting for you. So thank you, Kim.
Yeah, I agree. It really kind of highlights everybody's mission. It really gives a real nice snapshot of what each particular provider does. So thank you. Okay, on page 54, our meeting schedules are posted, the CCDDB and CCMHB meeting schedules. Also, the CCDDB allocation process timeline is included. There is one change on our meeting schedule, the DD board's schedule. The book indicates that next June's meeting will take place on the 20th. That date has been changed to June 27th. It remains at 8 a.m. All of the meetings.
I hope we'll be working on the budgets at that meeting instead of holding them till July. So get back to a more normal schedule.
Our LIGAS acronym sheet is included again this month. It will be every month, right? And it's on pages 58 and 59, just for information only. Are there any board announcements? I have nothing today.
I just want to talk just for a second about the budgeting process and about how much I appreciate what you've given us this time with regard to understanding all the different pieces that go into it. I think this is my 12th or 13th budget, and it's the first time I think at this level we've seen all the pieces that go in to make it work. Now, some of us have asked questions, and we've been privy to additional information, but we never brought it here. And I think that's excellent because it allows anybody and everybody who wants to know about that. We hear a lot about, I want to make everything transparent so you can see everything I'm doing. Well, this is pretty transparent. It's all right there in black and white, and you can see it. So I just wanted to say thanks to the staff for putting it together that way and bringing it to us so that we could actually see it. That's it. And then the other thing, I will comment on the, what did you call that? Program investment. I think it's excellent, the little narrative that tells us what our money's going to go for and how much it's going to be. I think that's excellent also to let people know. You know, we vote on things. We read all that. We make approvals. We do that on a day when everything is so... It's mind-boggling to try to think about everything if you haven't read it all and had an idea of your own self. But it really does make a difference to see it like this and know where our money's going. I say our money, but it's really, we're just caretakers of it. That's it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Mike.
Any comments? Anybody else?
I have a question. Okay. The budgets don't include a budget for the Scylla Fund. Because so far we haven't had one. It's just a separate fund, and it's managed by a property manager takes care of the rent and the maintenance of the homes. But the auditor's office had planned to create a budget for us this year. It isn't ready yet, and so I don't have a format to present it to you. But I think I need to bring that back to you for a separate approval, and we're not going to meet again until September. So from the county board's perspective, is that...
I think what I would do is just include it as an addendum to the county board. No, it has not been voted on, but it's tentative, and state the reason why you couldn't vote on it.
Would anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much for coming, everybody.